Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning. They're leading with Children's Health Ireland, and more departures are expected from that organisation in the coming weeks after this report published yesterday, which found that the implantation of unlicensed medical devices in children requiring spinal surgery was wrong. This, of course, was the big HICWA report yesterday, quite a long, damning report around governance and oversight at Children's Health Ireland, which oversees paediatric healthcare in the state. We've had one person go. The Irish Times expects further departures, they reckon. The Irish Examiner on the front page also goes with that on its main page. Children having spinal surgery were not protected from harm when unapproved metal springs were implanted into their bodies at Temple Street Hospital, according to the HICWA report. Also, a cracking photograph of Saoirse Noonan kicking the ball at the Tallaght Stadium last night, stretching to kick the ball to keep possession in Ireland's 2-1 win against Greece. This was in the UEFA Nations League B, a 2-1 win at Tallaght Stadium last night. Incredible photo of Saoirse Noonan. The Irish Independent, tariff war to spark fresh wave of mortgage rate cuts. The ECB is being tipped to slash interest rates deeper and faster than previously expected to fight off the risk of an economic slowdown after Donald Trump's tariffs. The rate cuts reflect concern for the wider economy. The Indo does say, though, it holds out a promise of real relief for household borrowers. The Irish Sun, orange crushed, is the headline. The EU will hit back at President Trump's tariffs by taxing fruit, including oranges, by up to 25%, says the Sun. The Irish Daily Mail goes back to the Airbnb story and short-term lets in Ireland. Long-awaited new laws to crack down on Airbnb-style accommodation have been further delayed after a pushback from Kerry ministers. The Kerry ministers are not at all happy with this Airbnb crackdown. The proposals would limit short-term lets to operating for 90 days a year in urban areas where you have more than 10,000 people. However, the plans are being resisted by three cabinet ministers, including Norma Foley and Michael Healy-Ray. More about that on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Daily Mirror, Million Dollar Katie. If you're a boxing fan and you want a ringside seat to see Katie Taylor fight Amanda Serrano, you're going to have to pay $1 million. So she'll take on the Puerto Rican in Madison Square Garden in July in New York for the undisputed super lightweight championship. And tickets are going for $1 million. VIP packages went on pre-sale yesterday. And if you want to spend $1 million, you get unparalleled seats, access and amenities. You'd want to for £1 million, in fairness. Inside the papers, the feeder schools is back in the Irish Times. So the Irish Times publishes its feeder schools list. If you're a regular listener to Breakfast Briefing, you'll know I hate this list because it's an achievement for some kids just to even get into school, never mind going on to college. But this is the feeder schools list that shows you what schools are sending their students to what colleges. However, we now have to update this list because of data from UCD and UCC. The incorrect data was supplied. So now we've had to update the college progression rates for second level schools. And the broad trends in college progression remain the same, but there have been changes in the ranking of individual schools based on their college progression figures. So now Cláiste na Círeán in Leixlip tops the feeder schools list for 2024. Read more about that in the Irish Times. As well in that paper, Conor Pope is writing about the price of wedding rings, and love is being hit hard by US President Donald Trump's tariffs, with engagement and wedding rings now costing hundreds of euro more than they did last year because of global uncertainty. Gold prices continue to climb, they always do, particularly at an uncertain time like this, and the price of wedding and engagement rings is climbing in tandem with that. And Martin Gear, who owns a business on Dublin's Mary Street, says things are going to get very tricky for jewellers, particularly those who buy from wholesalers. A wedding ring that was €1,000 a year ago could now be €1,400. So if you're planning on popping the question, just be aware of that. I didn't even know wedding rings cost €1,000, never mind £1,400, but they're only going one way, unfortunately. Instagram has introduced a new feature. This is in the Times of London. Under 16s will be unable to use the live stream feature on Instagram without parental permission. Meta also said Instagram users under the age of 16 need your parents' permission to turn off a feature that automatically blurs images suspected of containing nudity within direct messages. Also, that paper tells us that younger people are ditching your Instagrams and your Snapchats, and instead they're turning to Tumblr and Pinterest, apparently. Gen Z are a great fit for Tumblr because Tumblr has always run on niche micro communities. So they're not going on Facebook or Instagram. It seems they're going to Tumblr and Pinterest instead to look at nice images. Elton John and Madonna have resolved their row. They've had a decades-long feud, but the Irish Independent says that Madonna and Elton John have finally made peace after one of the longest-lasting feuds in the music industry. They've buried the hatchet and hinted at a possible future collaboration. So over the years, Elton John repeatedly accused Madonna of lip-syncing, which was true. He said her career was finished in 2012, also probably true, and he called her little more than a fairground stripper. But on Monday, the Vogue singer posted a photo of the pair hugging and wrote, and they say that they've buried the hatchet. Final story comes from the Mail, and I know a lot of women, certainly my age, are getting these lip fillers to make their lips look nice and plump. However, the costly and sometimes dangerous procedure may be in vain, according to the Irish Daily Mail, because men actually prefer natural-sized lips. Now, that's assuming that women are getting their lips done for men rather than for themselves or for other women. But the Mail says that researchers found that women prefer slightly plumped lips on female faces, but men prefer natural-sized lips. Both sexes rated men with thinner lips as more attractive as well. And the data suggests that costly cosmetic procedures that increase female lip size may not actually appeal to men. As I say, that's if you're getting it done for men to attract men. If you're doing it for yourself, carry on, because women find it more attractive than men do to have these more plump lips. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.